Lesbian. For 45 minutes. So how long we been here? For 45 minutes, innit?
Yeah.
Suggest.
Same thing with it.
How was?
Well, no, shut up!
What's happening in this end? What's I've missed it for the last 2 months.
I'll try with
3 months. That's Marilyn.
I know, where are you?
You come for your age. Thank you, Betty Button.
You got another piece?
So enough. Let us stick it for the window. I think cats.
Yeah, I never thought buying a wedding present to have.
Rachel, you got lovely arms,
do you love me, eh?
Do you love me, Rach?
The first in
there. Rach, do you love me? Do you love Nanny? No!
You upset her.
Do you love friends?
Where's her sweet and can you play any or what?
Don't you love me? Don't you love me? Huh?
Just this thanks, Elf.
You love me.
Dinner,
right?
You love me?
No, I've
just had dinner with Bobby.
Hey.
As a matter of fact.
Do you love anything, Tom?
Cool. Couldn't be better. Yes,
I
no,
think
I'll
nice
pass on that.
Yeah, I promise to give it to you. Ever suppose you could
do
a thing?
Do you love me?
No, it's nothing like that. It's just a bit of fun. I managed to work.
Don't break wind on that one, bloke.
Do you love me?
That's probably odd, because it's fire.
Why do I have this feeling that everyone would be far better
off? She said she loved you yet, Jack.
Just saying that. What, 2 quid?
When
you had left me for the sake.
And go on, just on you somewhere. Oh, sorry.
Dream pants is my 4 quid, that is. Yeah, it doesn't matter,
give me a kiss, man.
What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at your face.
Does I
I'll try the other if you like.
You sure?
Yeah, no worries.
Michael, I'm sorry, do you know if I don't come with you? I just really got to go back there.
Sure, Kelly, I understand.
You love me, man.
Yeah, okay, mate.
Yeah.
Why?
They love him so much.
There's got to be a reason behind this question, isn't
there? Give me a kiss.
I'm sure you'll find some in the city.
Why?
But then we have to
talk
for why we wanted to go there.
Why?
Well, we'll just have to
adore
you. Hang on, don't give up hope yet. There's still one in Yabby Creek, I haven't tried. Oh, yes, mate, I was trying to find a pair of
birds.
You have?
She broke the door, brought it back, gave me a nice cup of coffee, asked her which ones we'd eat.
Fletcher?
No, definitely no, there's something wrong there.
Okay. Thank you very much. Good on you. One pair of lovebirds waiting to be picked up in Yabby Creek. Now, well, I'll just
wait.
I think she's sniffing at that stick thing. That's a bit flat, though, when she stood on it.
How much commission do you get?
I know, how much commission do you get? Do you get to sell all this stuff?
I had a dream last night, my watch fell apart. It did. All them black squiggly lens fell off. And then the earth film fell off, and this little round film fell off.
Getting
better now. What? Get better now.
Yeah, I can see that. That's Carly, isn't it? He's not coming back in this now, Ben, is he?
He was in this one.
Is he? In the beginning?
No. I haven't seen him yet.
When he takes on the way to Jim.
Oh, I watched the end of Neighbours.
Watched
the end of Neighbours. I watched On the Way, then I watched the end.
Make the talk on!
Just a. Oh, have you seen this about? When was the last time you seen the 540 news?
Did that cop back?
Oh, was you, weren't it? You're going to miss the mark.
Hey, mate, can they mount?
I can't get
back. Where's Ben?
Stop misbehaving. Sit down.
What makes you think my pocket isn't enough? Now what would it cost me?
No, I mean to have a chance to mention it.
Third way to follow
the number. I have a number for business and for customers.
Very reasonable.
Really good to do it.
I've got a new one to feel the need. Crossed up there for car. She had taxi.
Taxi, oh god.
Where else is crossed up? It's called cheating. The bears are down. Super cute though. And things like
that. That wasn't really cool for, you know, she was just trying to get oh no, I'll go to Pippa later. I think she'd be a little happier if she spoke to Ben. So would I.
Pippa, no, okay? Then just drop it.
Ooh.
Well, I could say the same for you.
It'll happen, mate. It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, sure.
I know this beach like the back of my hand. I've been fishing it for years. But Buckley's are catching anything here.
Did you happen to bring the camera out?
Camera? No, what?
Well, I'd like to get a shot of your face when I catch the biggest fish.
Ha! In your dream.
Yeah, I saw this issue today.
Giving them to Mike on Pippa's wedding present.
They're so cute. Yeah. Do you want a coffee?
How much this? No, thanks, Bob. I can't stay. I've got to find the girls. I'll bring these back later on tonight, so I'll see you then.
Okay.
That's good.
Bob. Weavers is on there.
Don?
News. Hi, Ben. News?
I thought you'd left. Yeah, I did. I just came to tie up a few loose ends.
Oh.
Ham sandwich, thanks. Yeah, well, I'm sorry to hear about you and Carly, of course.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I was just leaving, so good luck. I hope it works out for you. Thanks. Yep. Bye.
So, have you seen Carly while you're here?
Hadn't planned it.
Let it be alone.
You got a problem?
You're the one with the problem, Ben. You're dumb. You're plain dumb leading your marriage to break up like this.
Well, Carly's not exactly bending over backwards to save it, is she?
Well, as far as I remember it, she agreed to marry you because you gave the army away.
If that's the only reason she married me, we shouldn't have got married in the first place.
Hi, I was just going to go up there and talk to you.
See?
Yeah? Carly, look, I know you said you didn't want to discuss this.
That's right, I don't.
Well, that's too bad, actually, because you're going to hear it anyway. Now, I don't think you're being very fair to Ben.
I'm sorry?
No, look, just hear me out. Now, whatever's happened between you and Ben is one thing, but he is entitled to know you're pregnant.
Pippa, we've already discussed this. He'll think I'm using it to force him to stay.
Well, maybe he will. I don't know about that. That's not the point, Carly. The point is that he is the father of your child and he has a right to know about it.
Well, I disagree and I think that it's my decision to make.
Now, Carly, that's where you're wrong.
Come off it, Skipper. He's the one that went and joined the army, not me. If anyone's in the wrong, it's him.
Yes, and all of that has nothing to do with the baby. Carly, could you please talk to him about it?
I haven't told Carly.
Would that?
Michael told you I was here?
Yeah. I wasn't going to come, but Tipper kept on at me.
I'm glad you did, actually. I wanted to know what you wanted to do with the furniture. Do you want it?
Not really.
I'll get somebody to come pick up.
Whatever. Look, Ben, I don't know whether I should be telling you this. I don't even know whether I want to, but Tipper seems to think that I'm not being fair. I don't know. Maybe she's right.
What is it?
I don't want you to take this the wrong way, okay? I know what it's going to sound like, and it's not meant to.
What are you trying to say?
I'm going to have a baby.
How long have you known?
What difference does it make?
Plenty. Did you know before I joined up?
Look, Ben, I really don't want to go into it, okay? I just wanted you to know that you can see the baby whenever you want.
That's very big of you.
Look, I'm going. I didn't come here to fight.
Look, hang on a second. That's my question. Did you know before I joined up? Why didn't you say something?
Well, why should I have?
Do you think I would have joined the army if I had known you were pregnant?
Well, I'm glad I didn't say anything if that's the only thing that would have stopped you.
Oh, come on, Carly. Be reasonable. It's still not too late. All I have to do is make one phone call and they can put us in the marriage quarters.
You have no idea, do you?
Wait a second. We have to talk about this.
Ben, you should have talked to me before you joined the army, okay? Not after. All right, and I'll let you know when the baby.
You got a lighted down a chose, eh? See that? Hope I get it.
Yeah, I reckon I should buy Michael and Pippa a wedding present too, you know?
Well, if you're going to the wedding, you should.
Yeah, I suppose.
Amanda?
Hi, Bobby. Adam.
Are you okay?
I've lost the birds. What's going on, big dog?
Is that your hand? Is that
I picked up a pair of lovebirds in South Yabby Creek, and once their wedding present for Mike and Pippa, only they seem to have disappeared.
But how?
Well, I don't know. I decided to clean the cage, and afterwards I put them out in the fresh air, and when I came back later, the cage door was open and the birds had flown, so... Well, I suppose I must have forgotten.
Did you close the door?
Yeah, Richard. Come on, but mate, anyone can see mine's the biggest. Come on, you need glasses. Good on you, love. Get it up here quick so we can weigh these things up. It's the only way this guy's going to work out that he's lost. Can you read? Well, hurry up, what does it say? Peeking.
All
right, who owns this one? Me. You sure? Yeah, of course I'm sure. Then you lose that for $25,000
semi. Never in
doubt, little
matey, better
luck next time. Sally had a hard set on giving those birds to Michael and
Pippa.
I dread to think
how
upset she's going to be.
Then maybe you shouldn't tell them. Why not? All you have to do is dinosaur you and you haven't picked them up yet.
Mom.
At least that will give you a couple of days to try and replace them.
No, I couldn't. Well, it's not my style.
Suit yourself. Here they are now.
Oh,
Mr. Fisher, where are they? I can't wait to
see
them.
Is that in Tiola? I'm sorry, Sally, where what?
The lovebirds.
Yeah, oh, the lovebirds. The lovebirds, they're still at the pet shop.
But you said on the phone you had them.
No, no, you know, you must have misheard me. What I said was that I was going to get them.
The man at the pet shop said he'd hold them till closing time.
Yeah. Oh, right, yes, yes. Well, I rang him, and he said that's all right. Hold on to them for me.
So when will you get them?
Well, definitely in the next couple of days, definitely. I'll ring you as soon as I have them, okay?
Oh, yeah, okay. But you won't forget though, will you, Mr. Fisher?
No, I won't say. Don't worry, you'll have them in plenty of time.
Oh, no. There's nothing to worry about,
is
there?
You've been a monstrous
snuggery.
Well, it's
a wet one.
Me and my dad.
Me.
Very many. It's been there for your pocket, the cheese wraps too.
Very quiet when you came back from the farm. I take it things have been going very well, right?
So what else is new?
Yeah, I guess it's tough
life.
Oh,
man.
I'm sorry things have changed. You know, I don't even know how I got this far.
10 pence, no?
I mean, sounds right. I still do love Ben. But I guess, you know, you're right too. I'm just too stubborn for my own good. It's just that I really thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with Ben. And, you know, now with the baby and everything, I'm just really scared. I just don't know what I'm going to do.
Too less fish in the sea now.
Help,
just go too.
Got
two boy babies, there can't be another one, it's going to be a girl. Rachel?
Hi,
Jane Kate. I'm going to have sex in the next one. Good.
How's
that
you?
He was asking you 10 minutes after you come in. Non-stop been asking you to go.
Let's watch Neighbours
again,
don't they? 9, BBC 1. Looking at the stars, I wonder if they've watched an episode of Neighbours. This is BBC One.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Bell on every tuck. Oh, jeez, I'm hopeless.
Adam. Rach, can I have a kiss? Can I go in?
Give me a shout out kiss.
Sorry to be leaving, sure. I don't like leaving my daughter.
I completely understand. My parents wouldn't have left me alone in a hotel room at 16 either. Adam?
Hi, lad, 3!
Hey, it was really cool of you getting out of work tonight.
you what?
Dad!
Perhaps you'll explain what your supposedly sick chauffeur is doing out with my underage daughter.
Neighbors, everybody needs good neighbors.
Shouldn't what happens in the end of this, Michelle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About it, anyone want to watch the late movie?
No.
Not really. I love quiet stay-at-home nights, don't you guys?
Most definitely.
Ouch! Well,
You're fighting it, Mitch.
See you guys tomorrow again.
Very much. Kisses are going quick.
Me first, indeed.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Kisses.
Kiss.
This
exactly.
It certainly took you a while.
I
think it felt like
a different big brother.
Bye.
Elaine, know what that took us when he's gone.
Yes, you
make me know. You know that I compromised the company and me, but you disgraced yourself in front of a very, very important client. And you did who knows what with his daughter. Not to mention betraying your best friend's trust, of course. How'd you know?
She's all right. I explained how I was helping a sick friend. How was I supposed to know it was such a big deal? It's all the drama about anyway. My dad's up north trying to track down my sister. She's run away. I was supposed to be sitting by the phone waiting for him to call instead of covering for you while you were out chasing women.
A girl, in this case. Mr. Bentley's daughter is 16 years old.
What? I had no idea. She looks heaps older than that, don't you think? Well, I don't know, Rory. Frankly, I don't care. All I care about is the fact that Dad probably called while there was no one here. He'll ring back. I'm sure he will.
Haven't you got any sense of responsibility? Working for Home Games might just be a bit of fun for you, Rory. But it's a business where reputation means everything. And God only knows what damage you've done to the company's reputation tonight.
It was a...
Dad!
What?
Do
it up. Darling, you've got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
Friday night, details on one down. And a flying start. This is what plays more home video clips featuring victims caught in the act. After the news, we look back at a year of outstanding success
for
Welsh sport
and
present the award of Welsh Sports Best Manager for 1991. Then at 10:30,
I want some food.
Buying Windsor Safari Park. Why not? Mum never let me pet when I was a kid.
Friday night, BBC Wales on one.
You mustn't cry.
There's concern too that leaked reports reveal that there are now record levels of reported pollution in Welsh rivers, and fighting back on forecourt robberies, our wonderful garage owners in North Wales are dealing with a major problem. And less than 24 hours to go now for kick-off at Lansdowne Road, we'll have a special rugby report from Dublin. All the news of Wales, join us.
Thank you.
A 6 o'clock news from the BBC with Peter Sisson and Moira Stewart.
That's why.
Good evening.
Yeah, you've not done anything.
Japanese car maker Nissan invests £200 million in expanding its factory.
No.
It turns the plant into the biggest investment by a Japanese company in Europe and will create 600 jobs.
Darling, you've got to let me know.
Inflation, it's up again for the second month in a row. In Moscow, Boris Yeltsin calls on the army to stay calm and preserve the peace. And in the European soccer draw, England and Scotland are apart, but the Scots face the tougher task. The Japanese car company Nissan upgrades its manufacturing plant at Sunderland in Tyne and Wear into Japan's biggest single investment in Europe. An extra investment of £200 million for the manufacture of a new small car will create 600 new jobs and double Nissan's production in Britain to nearly 300,000 units a year. The Trade and Industry Secretary Peter Lilly called it tremendous news for Britain and the Northeast in particular. The decision was also warmly welcomed by the sole union at the plant, the AEU.
6 years ago, Nissan had struggled to build its first car in Britain. But from a greenfield site, the company has quickly established itself and is pushing its way towards the front rank of the UK motor industry. From a standing start, Nissan's catching up fast. In 1988, Renault built 474,000 cars, 100,000 more than Ford, with Vauxhall lagging behind at 176,000. Nissan made a mere 56,000. But come next year, Rover's output is expected to be just above 400,000.
You want some, yeah?
Ford's remains around its 88 level. But Vauxhall, with production of 300,000 cars, will only just be keeping its nose ahead of Nissan. Nissan's expansion plans come after a dismal year for UK car sales. But the Sunderland factory depends on exports, particularly to Germany, which have held up well.
It means that we will be investing another £200 million, bringing our total investment on the site to £900 million, the biggest investment by a Japanese investor into Europe. And in terms of jobs, it means 600 additional jobs to the ones we announced last year, the 1,000 we announced.
Nissan, with a single union deal, no demarcation lines, and employees organised in teams, has obvious advantages over other UK manufacturers. On average, each Nissan worker produces 50 cars a year, against only 31 by their counterparts at Ford Dagenham. Two other Japanese manufacturers, Toyota and Honda, are currently following Nissan by building factories here, and that's worrying the existing car makers.
Well, I think it's going to be a major threat,
not just in the British market, but in the
UK
market,
remember?
As the 90s unfold. And not just making 500,000 cars in Britain, but probably 1 million cars. So all the European manufacturers, including the other British manufacturers, have to be very conscious of the threat that these Japanese are posing.
Nissan's rivals are striving to match Japanese efficiency and quality, well aware that otherwise they'll be left trailing in their wake.
Within the last few minutes, we've been getting reports from Northern Ireland of a large bomb explosion in the Cookstown area in County Tyrone. Police say there are multiple casualties, but so far there are no details of the injuries. First reports say the victims were travelling in a builder's van. We'll bring you more details as we get them.
Inflation has risen for the second month in a row. The latest figure for the year to December stood at 4.5%. That's up from 4.3%. While inflation is not expected to rise in the coming months, a Treasury minister has said the economy has not improved since last summer, when the government stated that the recession had bottomed out.
Despite today's rise in inflation, it's clear in virtually every high street that price cutting is the norm. Here in Norman Lamont's Kingston-on-Thames constituency, retailers are in no doubt that the only way of attracting customers is by slashing prices. It's this tough business climate that's helped bring inflation down.
I picked up another brochure today from Lamont's.
11% over a year ago. It fell steadily throughout most of last year, reaching a low point of 3.7% in October. But in the last few months, it edged back upwards to today 4.5%. The underlying improvement has been slower. Excluding mortgage rates, which the government prefers to do, inflation has fallen from a peak of 9.5% to today's level of 5.8%. The unanswered question is whether the price-cutting habits of the past year will continue when business picks up. The manager of this furniture shop has her doubts.
It will depend very much on what happens in the business. If companies stop coming in, then the prices will have to stay as competitive as they are. Once business picks up, and the whole economy becomes more buoyant, inevitably the prices will go up.
But the hope for recovery is a long time coming. Today, the Treasury openly acknowledged its expectations had not been fulfilled.
It seems to us that it bottomed out around last summer, but has not. We thought at one time at the end of the year that the recovery had started, though that seemed to peter out. I think the economy has probably been pretty flat over the last 6 months.
The opposition parties want the Chancellor to boost the economy.
I think he has to make a budget for recovery and for investment. Investment plan, investment in people.
Inflation is falling at much the same level is one bit of encouraging news in an otherwise dreadful economic landscape. But a lot of people are paying a price for this, and the government ought to be taking action to get the economy moving while keeping up the fight.
Inflation ended 1991 at half the level of the start of the year, but progress in recent months has been quite slow. The real battle against inflation, that of getting it well below 4% and keeping it there, still has to be won.
A survey out this week shows the recession is still affecting the West Midlands, the traditional heartland of Britain's car industry. And as our economics editor Peter Jay reports, the next 6 months are likely to show only a faltering recovery.
As the sparks fly upwards, man is born unto profits. Not least, economic man in the West Midlands, once the engine room of Britain's manufacturing might, centred on car making. 20 years ago, British car production peaked at nearly 2 million. A decade later, it had fallen by more than a half. When it had begun to recover. Then came the recession.
Last year, the industry was dreadful. It was the worst year for sales. And we were 30% down compared to 1989, so it's been a very dreadful year.
Is it eight to tip my teeth
when big business is hurting, small business doesn't work. They need not just orders, but timely payment too.
We have had some circumstances within the industry. Some companies have unilaterally decided to delay payments for
their
severely hurt small businesses, which are being run on very tight cash constraints at the moment.
Even the country's traditional saviour from high taxes has found the situation beyond her charm.
It's
no longer available to lure the missing consumers into the empty shops. They have too much to fear, says their bank manager, especially fear itself.
Personal customers may need to borrow money in case they find themselves being made redundant. Small businessmen don't want to invest in capital projects in case the trade isn't there. And the medium-sized companies, who most of whom are doing quite well at the present time, don't want to take on commitments.
This week's West Midlands Business Survey report by the Warwick and Wolverhampton Business Schools and Price Waterhouse in Birmingham confirms that 1991 was very difficult throughout the region, that business conditions won't change over the next 6 months, and that 1992 as a whole promises only a faltering recovery.
It appears that we have reached the bottom of the recession. What there is little evidence of so far is that there is an increase in economic activity. In other words, we're on the bottom, and we've likely to continue to stay on the bottom at least for the next 6 months.
The only great leap which the West Midlands economy made last year was backwards. Unemployment was up, production was down, and car sales fell by a fifth. The best that the experts can say, using the words of the Bank of England last June about the national economy, is that it's bumping along the bottom. They're confident that all the conditions for recovery are fulfilled, but then all the conditions for waking up are fulfilled by a man who is fast asleep. With luck, output will start rising slowly from next summer, but it will still be many years before the West Midlands economy feels again as prosperous as it did only 2 years ago in 1990.
The election news, which has broken since we've been on the air, of a bomb explosion tonight near Cookstown in County Tyrone. Our island correspondent, Dennis Murray, joins us in Belfast with the latest on that. Dennis, what have we got?
Well, the details of what actually happened are still fairly scarce, but
The police have now confirmed that people have been killed in this explosion, and in fact it is feared that perhaps up to 6 people have died. People who are in a bus,
I told you this is from where the Swede is worn off, didn't I?
Say that it looked like a landmine. No members of the security forces have
been
involved.
I'm always right, see?
The people, the victims of the
all time I'm
were travelling in a builder's van, as you said earlier, near Cookstown. On a
people
road come
from just so he's wet, don't can
it? Near a crossroad. Those are all the details of what actually happened that we have at the moment.
If it is confirmed that 6 have died, then this would make it one of the worst atrocities for some time.
Absolutely, it would. Quite why it's happened, we don't know yet either. I think at this stage, one would have to say it's almost certainly the IRA. Two possible theories. One is that it was a botched attack, perhaps on a security force patrol. But there is also the possibility that the terrorists meant to kill the building workers, because the IRA have been carrying out attacks on building workers whom they have accused of cooperating with the security forces. But at this stage, we don't know what is behind it.
Dennis Murray, thank you very much. We'll come back to you if you have further details. Thank you.
The Russian president, Boris Yeltsin, has warned of the dangers of splitting up the former Soviet armed forces, and he's called on the army to preserve civilian peace. Yeltsin was addressing 5,000 military officers in Moscow who've been meeting to decide their role in the new
Commonwealth. I'm walking up a shop as I look meant to find him.
Sovietsky Soyuz, the Soviet Union,
oh,
a country that no longer exists.
Now?
On any other day, the chanting outside the Kremlin might have been dismissed as the ravings of a small group of communists who want to return to the past. But their views and their anger were being echoed inside the Kremlin, where 5,000 officers of the former Soviet army met to debate their future
in
the new Commonwealth of Independent States. The Russian president, Boris Yeltsin, told them a united country like the Soviet Union could never be revived, and appealed to them to keep calm. It's easy enough to start a fire, he said, but it will be immeasurably more difficult to put it out. The Commonwealth Commander-in-Chief, Yevgeny Shapochnikov, warned of bloodshed unless the former Soviet army was held together for a transitional period of at least 2 to 3 years. But that seems a forlorn hope. Several former Soviet republics are already creating their own armies and navies. The Ukraine sees this as an essential part of its claim to independent statehood. And Mr. Yeltsin warned today that if most other republics formed separate armies, Russia would have to as well. Another dominant theme at today's meeting was the falling living standards of servicemen, as defence spending is slashed and troops stationed abroad are brought home, often to live in atrocious conditions. These officers, soon to be evicted from Lithuania, have young families and fear the worst. We've seen what happened to the troops that were booted out of Eastern Europe. They were sent to Siberia and had to live in tents and unheated barracks. The Red Army, designed to defend a country and an ideology that has both been declared dead.
What's my name?
Cabo. Please could never say that.
What's Jackie. My name? Jan.
Jackie.
John. John. Mrs. Prince.
The water that they say, you say, bring the water, you've got to, I guess. You're still in nappies. You're still doing this. And he's over there like this, she laughs her head off.
No, Princey.
See, that door didn't lock, did it? That door only went the house.
Question should be, what is he seeing me? I can't take it now. Well, I've done 5.
Rocking there.
I've done 5.
You have you?
Nice.
I'm a baffling.
Done 14 now.
Oh, so I'm going to buy a black and a
Don't forget you've got to put
the... No.
I've done it hoping for my whole year in Chinese.
Can you see a bit better? Finish off.
What's your take on that? Right?
It's only half a slip. I can get you when you come from work, but you didn't turn up, you know what I mean? I know it's going to do for the result, I was in the sixth, wasn't
it? What's her name? Pink. You can't ping the box and play football with her.
Jan! Have I lifted up for you? What's my name? What's my name?
That's all.
Do you know what my name is?
Tavel.
Tell her to play football. With Max.
Hey man, push it up.
Oh, I can need some stickers. To any of them.
Talk to each other in Chinese.